everyone. Welcome to WinHack Online Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. My name is Matt Cheung. I'm a program manager on the strategy and ecosystem team here at Microsoft.
I'm Phil Frazee, and I'm a software engineer on the USB team.
Today, we're really excited to talk about a couple of USB Type-C tools that we have. The USB Type-C Connection Exerciser and the USB Type-C Mutt, which has been eagerly anticipated by our partners. Folks often tell us that they keep hearing the word Mutt when USB gets talked about. Phil, what does Mutt actually stand for?
Mutt, or M-U-T-T, stands for Microsoft USB Test Tools, and we do use that name a lot. As these tools are released from the USB team, we consider them to be part of the Mutt family of devices.
Cool. All right. First up is the USB Type-C Connection Exerciser, which we introduced with Windows 10 and is already available to purchase today. We have a link to our MSDN page for it in the description of the video where you can purchase the tool. Phil, do you want to give a quick description of the Connection Exerciser and its intended uses and features?
Yeah. The USB Type-C Connection Exerciser is a custom shield for an Arduino board. The shield provides a 4-to-1 switch to automate stress and interoperability testing for USB Type-C. And we've got it here with us today.
I see. The Connection Exerciser is intended to help partners with automated testing of Type-C systems. Can you give us some examples?
Sure. It can help automate a lot of scenarios that would otherwise require manual steps. For example, it can simulate connects and disconnects of devices without physically unplugging the connector. This could enable a stress test where, for example, a charger is connected and disconnected for hundreds or thousands of repetitions over a long period of time. Or given that it is a 4-to-1 switch, we could switch between 4 different connections, either randomly or in a prescribed sequence. We also have some manual interop test sequences documented on MSDN, but the Connection Exerciser makes this testing simpler and quicker as it can be scripted.
That's awesome. So I don't need to run manual repetitions over and over and over again. Now, does it require any additional software setup or anything, or do you just plug it in and run it?
It does require some additional software to be set up, all of which is included in the Mutt software package that we have on MSDN. In that package, there are also some script files that help test specific scenarios. When running with the HLK, our hardware lab kit, the tests automatically include all the necessary tools, and you will not need to do any special software setup.
That's really cool. So which ones are you going to be showing us today?
We'll be demoing basic connect-disconnect and some stress testing. So let's get started with setting it up. For our demo, we'll attach a USB flash drive to connector J4. You'll notice that each connector is labeled J1 through J6. Next, we'll attach a USB Type-C display adapter to connector J2. And a USB PD-capable charger to connector J3. We'll connect J1 to the Type-C port on our system. And finally, we'll connect the Type-B port on the Arduino to our system as well. This will be the control port.
I know we've had some questions in the past from partners about using this tool. A few of them that I recall were if this tool is required for UCSI testing or not, and how this is different to the Type-C SuperMutt.
Yeah, the Connection Exerciser is needed for UCSI HLK testing and is used to toggle the connection to a partner machine. The UCSI tests require a pair of Type-C systems to be connected together. The Connection Exerciser allows the test code to programmatically connect and disconnect them during the tests. We have a blog post on our USB team blog that details how to set that up.
By the way, a quick plug for our core USB team blog if you haven't heard of it before. We update this regularly for news and developments regarding USB on Windows. Phil here has actually written a couple of blog posts on there as well. There's also a link to the blog in the video description, so please do check it out. Anyway, let's get back to the tool here.
Right. So the differences between the Connection Exerciser and the Type-C SuperMutt. The Connection Exerciser requires other devices to be plugged into it to do testing. It's a pass-through device, whereas the Type-C SuperMutt is the device that you plug in to test the Windows system. We'll talk a bit more about the Type-C SuperMutt shortly during the next video, so stay tuned. Let's get started. We'll be using a utility that's available in the Mutt software package called connexutil.exe. First, we'll disconnect all ports with the following command. connexutil/setport0. Now we'll connect the flash drive with the command set port J4. Notice how the drive now appears on the system.
By the way, all these commands are documented.
We'll switch to the display adapter with set port J2. We don't have a display attached here, but if we did, we should see the display extend over this connection. Finally, we'll switch over to the charger with set port J3.
If you have problems remembering which ports are which, like me, we do have a diagram on the MSDN page which lists out which ports are which. They're also labeled on the board as Phil mentioned. Phil, I noticed that there's a screen on the connection exerciser. What does that tell us?
Yeah, there is. The onboard LCD screen gives us a live reading of the voltage, current, and power direction. That info is also something that we can read from the device programmatically. For example, one of the scripts provided in the software package logs these values over time to chart the power consumption on the port. In this case, we see on the screen that the system is charging at 20 volts. Next, we'll kick off some stress testing using a script provided on MSDN. I'm just going to run cxstress.cmd and we'll watch it go.
So we want to test random disconnects and connects on the system to make sure that it can handle that kind of automated stress testing.
Yeah, this script is switching between all four ports, including all being disconnected, in a randomized order at random time intervals. The intervals may measure in seconds, which would allow a power delivery contract or alternate mode to be entered, or milliseconds, which may prematurely interrupt the negotiation sequence. The goal of this script is to stress the stability of the USB-C connection over a long period of time.
That's really helpful, so you don't need to do all that manually. Thanks, Phil, for showing us how to set up the connection exerciser and how to set up some test scenarios. These are just a few of the features available on the connection exerciser. I think we're almost out of time for this session. Any other comments?
We have a lot more details on our MSDN page for additional test cases. Please do check it out.
Thanks for watching and learning about the connection exerciser. Don't forget to fill out the survey.